We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 477468 through 477525. No warrants and no journal entries.
Yeah, that's fine.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. If everyone's had a chance to review the minutes, next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for August 26, 2024, and August 29, 2024, as well as an executive session for August 26, 2024, and August 29, 2024.
Move to approve August 26 regular session minutes and executive session minutes for 2024, as well as regular session minutes and executive session minutes for August 29, 2024.
Question on the regular session meeting on August 29th. Where it began, there was, I believe it should list, there's some other people that were present in the room when it first began.
On the regular session?
On the regular session minutes, when we walked in the room, there was two other people there.
They were present in the open session.
We just walked in.
And they were present.
And we called it to order.
Good.
I think they're in the executive session. So
they are in the executive side.
Yeah. They're in the executive.
Okay. So on the 29th regular session, your recommendation is to add the two people that were seated.
Correct.
Okay.
Would you list everybody that's out here? No.
When we walked in the room before we called into
the purpose of the executive session is to not. That defeats the purpose of having the possibility of executive session. So, in this instance, I'm fine. I would not be fine with another instances if we have personnel issues. Somebody's in the room waiting on us to get there, and we go into executive. We go into regular session, go into executive session, and they're sitting in the room. So I don't want to start a precedence of that's what we do. But these two specific individuals, I'm fine.
Okay. So you're fine with adding them to the regular on this particular one? But in an employee scenario,
in
or personnel
scenarios,
yes. Then
so again,
it shouldn't be.
We don't list everybody that's sitting in the audience right now. Nor do we any other time unless they get up and speak. That's the only time that we list people whenever they're in regular session.
I don't know if it had happened that you walk in the room and they're sitting there at the table.
I believe you walked in just now and there was three individuals in here.
We were not upstairs in the
But it's still room. Open session. Regardless of where the place is, We're in open session. So again, I want to make sure we're not setting a precedence on who's included and which time and who's not included. And I'm trying to avoid this to turn into a political issue. So,
okay.
But however you guys want to handle it, I'm fine with.
Okay.
Just know that.
For the record, I have nothing to do with political issue. We're just trying to prove minutes whether correct or not. And I did check to see if they should be listed on there, who's in the room.
Okay. So with that being said, Commissioner Williams is okay with that one those two being added to the regular session minutes.
Well,
so we
don't even have a second on the motion. We
right.
We began discussion without a second.
Yep. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second with discussion to where we can finalize this? I'll second with discussion so we can open back up to get into finalization of this before we move on. So is it my understanding that in this instance we can, are you willing to amend your motion with the corrections?
Do you want them on there?
I am fine. The commissioner has asked for them to be on there and believes that is the appropriate way for this scenario to be handled. So I would ask that they be added.
Move to amend my motion to make changes.
It would have been for the August 29th regular
on
session.
On the August 29th regular session to add... Where are they wanting this added? Under executive session in the present?
Ma'am? The place in which you wanted those added?
Because, again, I don't know that we've ever put who was present in executive session other than the commissioner.
Please say that again. We've never put who's present in an executive session other than the commission.
On the regular session.
On the regular session
minutes. Okay.
Which I agree with.
It says present. Okay, we enter the room. It says present. Presiding Commissioner Plummer, Williams, and White. There was two other people present.
That's under, it says executive session per section 610, present. Presiding Commissioner, Commissioner Williams, Commissioner White. So do you want their names added under the executive session portion of the regular session minutes?
Before we went, right before we went into executive, which says the regular minutes, it has the people that were present then. Then it says see the executive session minutes for the vote.
For any motions made or votes taken, which is normal as well.
So is that the section where you think the... I believe the name should be added right there, Commissioner White.
Yes.
Yes?
Okay. So you want to add the names of people who are there for executive session purposes under executive session minutes labeled, but in regular session minutes that's available. That's what you're asking for.
Because they were there, yes.
Well, of course they were there. They were there for executive session.
If we were having a meeting down here, the regular session minutes, if we go upstairs, if we go into executive session, we go upstairs, anyone that is present at that time is there. The meeting was upstairs. We walk in the room. Those that were present there should be listed.
I don't agree with that. The whole purpose of executive session is to be able to talk for legal reasons, that case in particular, legal reasons, because we are in there for legal personnel contracts, is that right?
Correct.
So. Yes and no.
Okay, so I have a motion. You have...
No, I'm not going to amend my second.
You're not amending your second.
Or
okay.
My motion, no.
Okay. We've had our second with discussion. So we'll call to a vote then to approve minutes as presented then. All those in favor?
Aye.
As presented?
As presented, ma'am. That's where we're at the moment, yes. It is spelled out, so if someone was to look through the minutes, it would reflect who was present.
Okay, and we're taped, so I would request then on the regular minutes it would show the request was made. So,
okay.
Second.
We're at a vote. I'm sorry, aye or nay?
Aye.
Aye. So, aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for the 2023 Dodge Chargers, one or more, file number 24-111S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is to purchase one or more 2023 Dodge Chargers. This would be between Taney County and Enroute Enterprise LLC. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 21st, 2024, approving the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the agreement. Approve the agreement for 2023 Dodge Chargers by and between Taney County and Enroute Enterprises LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for the evidence storage building, file number 24-114S for Sheriff. The agreement we have is between Taney County and Fall River Holdings, LLC. That is in pursuant to the request for bid number 202407-561. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 26, 2024, approving the agreement as to form.
Everything's okay on that agreement with you, Sheriff?
I have not seen the finalized agreement. All I have is the numbers off of the bid that they submitted.
The agreement's just our simple
purchase agreement.
Yes, then I would be okay with that.
Move to approve the agreement between Fall River Holdings, LLC, doing business as Worldwide Steel Buildings, Procurement Sarah, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
sir. Next, we have the lease agreement with H&A Aircraft Services, LLC, file number 24-116, AIR. With us this morning, we have Mr. Mike Molnick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 30th, 2024, approving the lease as to form. Do you have any input on this, Mike, before we move forward, sir?
This is the renewal of the lease agreement with them be for a period of 1 year.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, ma'am.
Move to approve the agreement between H&A Aircraft Services, LLC, and Taney County for the lease agreement, file number 24-116AIR.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a lease agreement with Chopper Charter Branson LLC, file number 24-115AIR AIR. Once again, this is for a lease agreement between Taney County and Chopper Charter Branson LLC.
This is a renewal of their lease agreement with us also. It's for a period of 3 years, so it expires August 31st of 2027.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, sir.
Move to approve the lease agreement with Chopper Charter Branson LLC, by and between Chopper Charter Branson LLC and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have maintenance agreement with Cummins Incorporated, file number 24-113M for maintenance.